This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, if you've always wanted to go on a bit of a cruise, and I'm talking about cruising on a ship, this might be a good opportunity for you because Atlantis Cruises are coming to Australia with a long weekend sailing on Virgin Voyages' new Resilient Lady. Ben Mulcahy is the Managing Director of the Pink Media Group. Ben, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren. I'm booked on the cruise and I'm very excited about it.
You're booked already. Where's it going to start and where will it end?
So it starts in Melbourne on the 7th of Feb. I believe it's departing at around 6 p.m. from Port Melbourne. The following day, being the Thursday, we're going to be in Burnie in Tasmania for the day in the north coast of Tasmania. They then have what they're calling a wonderful day at sea on Friday. On Saturday, we'll be in Newcastle. And on the Sunday morning, we'll pull into Sydney Harbour.
It sounds really exciting. What, tell us about the boat. Now, the Resilient Lady, so that's brand new, is it?
It is. It was launched in 2022. It holds 2,770 passengers, and around 1,100 crew. So it's one of the newest ships from Virgin Voyages. I haven't been on it yet, but all reports are excellent. It's got karaoke rooms, gyms, bars, restaurants, swimming pools, dance floors. It seems to have it all. So this will be my third Atlantis cruise, but first time on Virgin.
Now, I just want to be honest with you. Now, I looked at the Atlantis Cruises website today and the promotional material, I'm a bit intimidated by all the buffed bodies. Is anyone going to be welcome on this cruise, or are you only wanting the buffed, you know, clientele?
So I've known of Atlantis for many years, and I've always been a bit intimidated and sort of clutching my pearls at the concept of being at sea with thousands of homosexuals, and trapped, and what goes on, and I had a few opportunities over the years, and basically declined them. I was too busy clutching my pearls, and then in 2022, my now husband and I went on the Odyssey from Rome to Rome through the Mediterranean with 4,000 passengers, and it was basically 3,950 homosexuals and about 50 lesbians. And it was, believe it or not, heaven on earth. I just couldn't believe it. So, and it's really choose your own adventure. So you can sit in your room and read books and do cross stitches and just relax, and the rooms are magnificent. There's spectacular theatre shows, and they're all designed for an LGBT audience. There's the swimming pool, there's the gym. You know, the ship pulls in one day and you're in Mykonos, and all of a sudden you've got 4,000 people running wild in Mykonos. The following day we're in Santorini. There's amazing parties. And in terms of demographic, it's a complete cross mix. So there's all age groups, all shapes, all sizes. There's a couple of people who bring their mothers.
What a great idea. We can all clutch our pearls together then.
We could. My mother keeps stealing my pearls, but that's another story. So that was Rome to Rome. And what is amazing is you're spending a week in those ones with 4,000 like-minded people, and we're the majority, the vast majority. So so many funny conversations in the restaurants and the stairwells and going between events, and there's just so many characters, and I've made so many great friends on these cruises. So last November we did Singapore to Bangkok. That was 2,000 passengers through like Vietnam and Thailand.
Brilliant.
And that was amazing as well. So every day we'd get off the ship and on a bus with 50 characters and touring around Thailand. That was amazing. And this one that's coming up in February is the first time Atlantis have done one sort of internally within Australia on a brand new ship. So it is going to be great. And there's some great lineup of performers and DJs, and there's a few cabins left.
I must admit, I'm glad we've spoken to you today, because someone said to me the other day, would you go on a cruise? And I said, oh, I couldn't think of anything worse than being stuck with all these, you know, buff, superficial gay guys. I'd have nothing to say to them. But Ben, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it a go at one stage.
Great.
It's going to be my challenge to try to be completely open and try a cruise. I want to know, what's the food like?
The food's great. So you've got a buffet choice of restaurants every breakfast, lunch and dinner. There's also some sort of higher end restaurants if you want them. You can go on, just jump on any table with a bunch of random characters, or you can go with your friends. You know, the food is fine. We're not really there for the food. Well, some people are there for the food, and there is good restaurants. But it's for me, it's about the people. And it's very entertaining, and it is all walks of life. There's people there in their 60s and 70s who have been doing this for 20 or 30 years and have been on dozens of Atlantis cruises. There's, as I said, all age groups, all shapes, all sizes. We're also booked on Athens to Barcelona later on this year, and that one's sold out. So they do sell very well. But there are a few spots available from Melbourne to Sydney, and Planet Dwellers are going to have a stall at Carnival this weekend. Planet Dwellers, travel agents.
Yep.
So they'll be helping people to book cabins. There's also cabins available on AtlantisEvents.com.
Fantastic. So this might be a really good opportunity if ever you wanted to go on a cruise and perhaps been clutching your pearls like Ben has and I have. This might be the best opportunity because it's what, three nights? 3 days, three nights?
It's four nights.
Four nights.
Warren, it's time for you to book. You haven't done it before. and what I do find interesting, I've done a few cruises outside of Atlantis as well, and what I find is that most people who say, oh, I couldn't stand it, cruises are terrible and all that sort of stuff, have never actually been on one.
No, never.
So once you try it, you'll be converted, I promise you.
All right, I'm excited about it, Ben. You've challenged me. I will definitely go on a cruise. That's my thing for this year.
Well, you're in Melbourne. It's very easy to jump on. 7th of Feb. So hopefully see you there, Warren.
All right, fantastic. If we want more information, do we just head to the Atlantis Cruises website?
So AtlantisEvents.com.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, there's heaps of different cabin options. They've got internal ones, which are cheaper, and they haven't got windows, obviously, but they've got great lighting, and they're fine. Or there's balcony options, and there's a whole range of different options in terms of the cabins. And you can also go on a sharing program, and they match you up with other people if you're single, and they'll you get a room buddy. And, yeah, that seems to go well.
Fantastic, Ben. Good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Let me know if you book, Warren.
I will, definitely. We'll see you at Carnival anyway. Pop by the joy stand. That is, that's Ben Mulcahy, Managing Director of the Pink Media Group. For more information, search for Atlantis Events on your web browser.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.